It is a real privilege for me to share the Word of God in this year of truth. This is the year of truth, and God is calling me to unpack this Word of truth this year, and I believe we're going to see mighty things. Listen to what God is up to and what He's calling you to in this year. And I really believe it's going to be a widely profound and practical prophetic year of truth. There's going to be things God's going to speak into your life. And you're going to say, well, I already know that, but He wants to take you deeper. So in this word, He gave me an acceleration of the sign of Jonah as a part of that word. So we are in the study of the book of Jonah. Luke 11, 28 to 30, Jesus says, yes, but God will bless all who listen to the word of God. And listen, carefully obey everything they hear. As the crowd swelled even more, Jesus went on to say, how evil is this generation? For when you demand a mighty display of power simply to prove who I am, you demonstrate your unbelief. The only sign given will be a repeat of the miracle of Jonah. I believe God is talking about how the church will operate. We're so into the book of Revelation looking for the signs of the end. But Jesus says the only sign given to you will be a repeat of the miracle of Jonah. And I believe He's speaking about how the church will operate in the end, is to operate. For in the same way, verse 30, Jonah became a sign to the people of Nineveh, so the Son of Man will be a sign to this generation. I think Jesus is talking about His death, His resurrection, and the Great Commission to His disciples. So I'm continuing in this study of the book of Jonah. Open your Bibles to Jonah chapter 1, verse 15. And I'm going to go on to chapter 2, verse 5 today and unpack the next key principle in this season in truth. Let's just stand for a minute as a prophetic act. Before I open the word, everybody in this place, this is a prophetic act of declaring the spirit of truths in this house. Holy Spirit, we declare to you, you are the spirit of truth. And we just declare in this moment as we open your word, you will reveal the truth to each of us in Jesus' name. And all people, all church, God's people said, amen. Please be seated. Jonah 1:15. So they picked up Jonah and threw him into the sea, and the sea stopped its raging. Then the men feared the Lord greatly and offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows. And the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the stomach of the fish 3 days and three nights. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God, from the stomach of the fish, and he said, I call out to you. I call out of my distress to the Lord. And he answered me, and I cried for help from the depths of Sheol, and he heard my voice. For you had cast me into the deep, into the heart of the sea, and the current engulfed me. All your breakers and billows passed over me. So I said, I've been expelled from your sight. Nevertheless, I will look again towards your holy temple. Water encompassed me to the point of death, and the great deep engulfed me. Weeds were wrapped around my head. Whoa! Amen. Glory to God. There's a ledge in the Spirit that believers walk up to as they contemplate disobeying God's voice. This ledge is the edge of truth. I want to talk about the edge of truth today and the kingdom principle that it leads to. Part of Jonah's story tells us about this edge of truth. What this edge of truth is, how we fall off its ledge, and what we do when we fall. But I believe it is important for us to understand the revelation of truth. See, there's a ledge. when God reveals a truth to us and we're at a point of decision to say, yes, Lord, or let me pray about it. Let me think about it. Let me wonder about it. Let me struggle with it. Yeah, but what if? But then, but always, whoa! The edge of truth. Where you engage in a battle that you never were intended to engage in because of the cross of Jesus Christ. It's a battle where it's no longer, yes, Lord. It's yes, Lord, and maybe no, Lord. See, the edge of truth is a place you find yourself when you hesitate to say yes to God. When you know the right thing to do and you hesitate to do it, you'll find yourself to the edge of this ledge. A place that God never intended you to get. When we hesitate to say yes to God, yes, God, I will obey your word. Yes, God, I will walk in your wisdom and direction. Yes, God, I will do what you call me to do. Yes, God, I will think what you tell me to think. Yes, God, I will say what you call me to say. Yes, God, I will act the way you call me to act. Yes, God, I will stand for what you call me to stand for. Loved ones, I want to teach you the kingdom principle of yes and amen. It is a lost principle, but it's an important principle. See, because in the hesitation to the yes is the path to a no. In the hesitation to the yes to God is the path to a no. No, God, I think I'm going to do it my way. No, God, I think I want to battle this. No, God, I need to pray about it, God. I need to think about it. The edge of truth is the place we find ourselves where no longer is the choice just truth, but now the choice includes the struggling of lies. And the very next decision you make is now a decision you weren't intended to have to make because of the cross. Now you have a decision. Do I believe the lie or do I agree with the truth? Do I believe the lie or do I agree with the truth? You know where that comes from? Not saying an immediate yes to God. Well, wait a second. This is our battle. Yeah, it's your battle when you let it be. Hesitation to a yes to God is our calling card to our flesh. It is our soul asking our flesh to get involved. Hesitation to yes, God, is us saying, hey, soul, hey, is our soul saying, hey, flesh, what do you think about that? Well, he shouldn't talk to me that way. I deserve better. Well, I feel this way. I got to do this battle. Hey, soul, his soul says, hey, flesh, what do you think about what God's asking us to do? The part that's supposed to be dead. In a place of pride of life, of selfish ambition, of ego, rebellion, lust, desires of the flesh, unresolved conflicts, unforgiveness, wrong thinking, bad habits, past behaviors. God is saying to do this, but what do you think, flesh? Oh, I got a battle now. Whenever we hesitate to say yes to God, when we know the truth, we find ourselves walking to the edge of the ledge. God wants a yes and amen. Because his promises are what? Yes and amen. Not, let me think about it and yes. Not, let me pray about it and yes. When God tells you to do something, when God tells you to be something, what he wants is a yes and amen. And when you walk in the yes and amen, no does not become an option. The edge of truth is what happened to Jonah. God's lesson to us is, like his promises are, so shall you be. Like his promises are, so shall you be. But to enter into his promises, it can't be yes, but, yes, though. Wait, Jesus, let me go bury my mother and my father, and then I'll follow you. Wait, let me deal with this problem I have, and then I'll follow you. Yes, let me struggle a little bit, and then I'll follow you. The edge of truth is a final warning from Holy Spirit before we step over the edge of truth and into the sea of lies. Jesus said it this way. He said in John 17:17, sanctify them in your truth. Your word is truth. That word sanctify, it says, literally, that word means separate from profound things, separate from worldly things. It's saying, separate them from all the other things in the truth. In other words, let the truth keep them separate from all those things, separate from all those battles, separate from all those struggles. Let your truth so separate them from that. That's what Jesus was saying. And he says this. He says, your word is your truth. In other words, the word that was spoken to you, that word spoken to you, not the printed word on a page, but when the word is spoken to you, it becomes revelation. It becomes truth. In other words, when Holy Spirit reveals to you something, it becomes truth in you, and now you must choose an immediate yes to God. This keeps us from the edge of truth and in the center of truth. But so often in our lives, we don't say immediately yes. We pause long enough to let our flesh get involved. Somehow we think, I got to be in a spiritual battle. That's my life. I got to be in a battle. I got to pay attention to my flesh. I got to pay attention to how I'm feeling. I got to pay attention to all those things. But God wants us to understand what happened at the cross. And Jesus said, it is finished. You no longer have to have that battle. You no longer have to live in that place of struggle. The enemy has been defeated under your feet. So now you don't have to battle between yes, God, or no, God. Now you don't have to battle the devil. All you need to do is say, yes, God, when he says to go. Yes, God. An immediate yes. Yes, God. I will not be tempted. I will not enter into the temptation to lie. Yes, God. And that business proposition will not result in dishonest gain. Yes, Lord. I will not accept that doorway into pornography. Yes, God. If I get cut off on the streets, I will not act in my flesh. Yes, God when I'm treated poorly in the store or the restaurant. I will not operate in my flesh. I will love my neighbor as myself without hesitation. Yes, God, when someone does wrong to me, or yes, God, when I have that physical ailment or wrongful act do me, I will immediately say, yes, Lord, the God of the mountaintop is the God of the valley, and I believe you and I worship you. Yes, God. See, here's the point. It's the kingdom principle of yes and amen. It says it must be yes to God. Listen, it must be yes to God, not no to Satan. He doesn't matter anymore. Don't give him any credit for anything. He's not even worthy of your response or discuss anything. Your job is not to say no to Satan. Your job is to say yes to God. And when you immediately say yes, guess what happens? The no to Satan never has a chance. An edge of a ledge. It's the edge of truth. It happens when we're in the center of his truth, when God reveals a truth to you and I. We're in the center of this truth, and this truth is what he's revealed to us. We're right in the center, and now we face something where now there's an opportunity to obey what he's told us. But if we pause, if we pause for even a minute, we start walking towards the edge of that ledge of truth. And now, if we find ourselves here, now we have a different battle, a battle that God never intended for us to have at the edge of this ledge. Now we have to battle the no and the yes. Now we have to say, no, Satan, and I reject that, and I refuse that, because we hesitated in our yes. Because we hesitated to do exactly what God said to do, exactly when he said to do it, to obey his words instantly, in the moment. No questions asked. An immediate yes keeps you from giving the devil the attention and the time to have to battle him in the first place. The cross of Jesus Christ, all authority was put in the hands of Jesus. You do not need to find yourself in this battle anymore. But you do. I do. Why? Because we don't operate in the principle of yes and amen. The immediate yes keeps us from all the no's, keeps us from all the obstacles. It's the blessing of Abraham. He went. He said yes, not even knowing where he was going. So often, the immediate yes is that sign that you'll go with the Lord even though you don't know where you're going. The hesitation of yes says, I need to know where I'm going before I go. I need to deal with these things before I step in. Knowing what God desires of you, key is not letting temptation get stronger. This is where Jonah found himself. The edge of the ledge of truth. God had given him assignment. God had given him this powerful assignment, and he knew what to do. He knew what God would do. He knew the truth, but he stopped and he paused and he decided, you know, I know God's calling me to do this, but I'm going to wait. I'm going to hold off. I'm going to pray about it. I'm going to pause for a minute. And then the second question, how do we fall off this edge? How do we fall off the the truth's edge? How do we fall off the ledge of the truth? It's simple when we say no to truth. Do you know when you disobey God, you're saying no to God? The word was spoken to Jonah, and he stepped off the edge of truth. He chose to say no to God. Here's the point. Whenever we willfully sin, whenever we do something we know better, we're saying no to God. And more to the point, in the supernatural realm, a no to his truth is a no to him, and a no is us choosing. Listen, disobedience is us choosing to throw ourselves over the edge of truth and down into the sea of lies. I wonder if we've thought about disobedience that way. A no to God. I wonder if we thought about what happens that we put on ourselves every time we disobey, every time we walk away from purity and obedience and decide to struggle. And you know how it's like when you struggle, you find yourself here knowing better, but you let yourself go and struggle, and you battle and battle and battle, and you finally win the battle. Okay, that temptation, I walked away from it. Whew, wow, that was a battle. But see, here's the thing. When you come up to the edge of the ledge of truth, it's so easy to fall off. It will surprise you how easy it is to fall off the edge. You inch up closer, and you inch up closer, and you inch up closer. And you're so close to the edge. Whoa! No! When you say no to God, you throw yourself over. You throw yourself over spiritually, listen, before you throw yourself over physically. That's what happens in the spirit realm when we disobey God. Jonah said, I've always wondered why he said it, now I know. He said, pick me up and throw me into the sea. We think there's no consequence. And we get into our pity parties and get mad and angry and my way and I'm entitled and or whatever it is we deal with. Lust. Unforgiveness. I know God wants me to forgive, but I'm not going to forgive. I just can't. Whatever it is in your life. You're saying to God, throw me into the sea. Pick me up and throw me into the sea. And this is what the devil's waiting for. He prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking who he can devour. Listen, he can't devour anyone. He's waiting for permission. Verse 15, in Jonah, so they picked up Jonah and they threw him into the sea, and the sea stopped its raging, and the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the stomach of the fish 3 days and three nights. In the sea of conflict, in the raging sea of lies we find ourselves in, and many of us know what it's like. God, I know what it's like to be in that raging sea of lies. Oh, now I'm struggling with so many lies. But how did I get here? Why am I here? I didn't give God an immediate yes. I let myself struggle with temptation, and I struggled with delay, struggled with what he wanted me to do. Struggle. Yeah, but how long do I get to it? And now I was here. And when you're here, it's just a matter of time before you fall over. You know what to do, but you're struggling to do it. Why? The struggle is because you didn't give him an immediate yes to what he told you to do. That's why you're there. Not because of the enemy. Because you did, and once you get there, you think you can handle it in that struggle, but you can't. No one can. In that raging sea, you find yourself until you're in the belly of a fish. Paul says it this way, the story of Jonah in Ephesians 4:25. Therefore, you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body, and do not give the devil a foothold. We give the devil a foothold when we don't say immediately yes to God. We come up to the edge. Yes, no, I'm going to battle. I'm in a battle, I need help. Can you help me? Well, did you give him an immediate? Well, I couldn't. No, that's a lie. You could. And then when you're over the edge into the belly of the fish, see, the belly of the fish is a foothold to establish a stronghold, a lie that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. That's what the belly of the fish represents in this realm, this time. That's what it represents. It represents giving the devil something that he never had the right to, but you give him that right. The message is simple today, and yet very profound. Give God your yes and amen. Where are you on the edge of the ledge of truth? You're just battling. You're battling. You're struggling. You know the truth, yet you find yourself at that place again. You're struggling with whatever you're struggling with depression. You're struggling with fear. You're struggling with loneliness. You're struggling with rejection. You're struggling with physical ailments. You're struggling in some part of your life. You're struggling because God gave you an answer, and you didn't say yes. And so now it's harder to say yes because you're now at the edge of that ledge. So you know what you need to do is you need to step back from the edge. Jonah describes what it feels like in the belly of the fish. I cried out for help from the depth of soul, and you heard my voice. I cried from that word. I feel like I'm in the depths of hell. I feel like I've been taken to hell and away from God. Verse 3, for you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the sea, and currents engulfed me, and your breakers and billows passed over me. I feel like I've been run over, and I just need to give up. I just need to quit. Verse 5, water has encompassed me to the point of death. A great deep has engulfed. Weeds have wrapped around my head. So many lies. But see, here's the thing he wants you to know. It was said. It was the great little secret. Because of the blood of Jesus. In chapter 1, verse 17, and the Lord appointed the great fish. See, God, because of his great mercy and his grace in your life, even if you find yourself up to the edge of a ledge, because you didn't give him an immediate yes, and now you're struggling, when you fall off, God's grace is there. So the good news is he's there with you. And like Jonah, it's time to acknowledge your sin, to acknowledge that struggle. Ask him to forgive you anyway. Step back from the edge. Step back from the edge of that ledge. See, there's an edge of truth. It's not a place we were ever intended to go. We are to stay in the center of his truth. He says, Galatians, I want to invite you, let's stand, to step back. I wasn't made to struggle in it. Because of the blood of Christ, I wasn't, and I gotten all confused that I need to go through the struggle of it. Once you're in it, you do. But I'm here to tell you there's a better way than to wait until you're in the struggle. It's to say yes and amen. It's to give your immediate yes to the things you already know. Never have to worry about saying no. Where do you need to sit back? As we just say, just do some business with the Lord today and let Him help you step back from the edge. Do some business and let Him remind you of the word He's giving you. Make that choice to give Him your immediate yes and amen. For as God's promises are, so are you.